This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. He is the mad backer, Mr. Can't Wait, the guy that's on your phone. He's one of the most popular...
Is it a GIF?
Here we go again. Is it GIF or is it GIF? Whatever the hell
it is.
It's
a GIF. It starts with a G.
It's a GIF.
Or is it GIF like Jiffy?
That's what I mean. It depends on who you ask. Anyways, he's on your phone. He's also the mad backer. 10 years in the NFL. Me, sports writer. A sports writer from New York, okay? I mean, this is what I do, okay? I talk sports all day. That's what I do. Hey, and now I do it on the radio, okay?
You just cut a year off my pension.
11 years?
Yeah, 11.
I just say decade because it's easy to remember.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
I mean, did you really play your first year?
Ooh.
Hey, listen,
I got my first interception. Steve McNair, who just had a birthday, God rest his soul. But It was crazy because I remember when he came to the Ravens. You know, that kept me on the team for a couple more years. You know, they had won 9 in a row. I got an interception in the end zone, landed on my head. It was my first career interception.
That explains
came
a
to
lot.
The, yeah, exactly. Everything else since that game was a fall. But then, you know, Steve was gracious enough that when he played with me with the NFL, like what they do with the game balls, they paint the ball, yeah, and then they write the name, the date, that's and all cool. That stuff, the score. And Steve was gracious enough to sign it for me. So I have the actual game ball or the actual ball that he threw that I intercepted, and then it actually has his own his signature on it.
I love it. It's like you have the actual ball from the game, the actual moment, the one that landed in your hands. Like, that's
cool. Yeah, exactly.
I love the story that Plaxico Burress told us about how David Tyree doesn't have the ball that he caught on his head in the Super Bowl against the Patriots because that ball stayed in the game and ended up driving down the field.
Oh, that's crazy.
Plax caught it for the touchdown made the difference.
Oh,
and Plax like, I ain't giving it to you. This is my touchdown.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, that hurts. Because
what
you
a
know
story.
What? That's right, because that ball is not significant because it's just a big play. He caught the Super Bowl game went all Plex. Come on, man. At least let him have it for a couple days. Like, it's kind of like
didn't even let him hold it.
It's like Debo when Red go over and asked for his bike back. Yo, yeah, Pop's tripping. Yeah, man. Told me I got to get my bike back.
So we did a lot of NBA in the first hour, and of course, you know, we certainly can continue. We got some calls we want to get to at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and you can join us on social media at Bart Hahn on Twitter and Instagram. But I do want to ask you some football. Can we get into some foosball? Can we talk some ball?
Let's talk that Bobby Boucher.
I mean, I think you've been asking me questions all day about NBA stuff. I want to ask you some questions now, all right, about the NFL, because we got some interesting stories, including the one we just told you about the Panthers and giving up
man,
the report would be
that is crazy.
Three firsts
crazy.
And Christian McCaffrey.
That's crazy.
And Bart, we had to rush because we were going to break, but I know you had more to say off this because, like, this might just be a reporter and a good one who's just throwing it out there. Like, I'm hearing that this is what they'd be willing to do. If you're Christian McCaffrey, are you like, excuse me?
$90 million. Like,
do you think that could damage a little bit of the relationship if nothing goes down and he has to walk back now into OTAs and into training camp and be like, oh.
Absolutely.
He's ready to move on from me.
Absolutely. Like, you know, because he's a guy that has a high cap number now, but he's deserved it. Like, this guy has been a one-man gang out there in Carolina. And then last year he got hurt, and Mike Davis came in, and he became a great story, right? He became a great story because he's a guy that rarely played in Chicago. He got out there and had some great games. But come on, man, let's not make no bones about it. Christian McCaffrey is a top 10. And yeah, I said a top 10 player in this league. Name me a player
overall,
that has
like,
yes, overall.
Any position. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Any
yeah.
position.
Clarify
like
that.
Please tell me anybody that has more impact on his team's outcome than Christian McCaffrey. This guy's the best receiver. This guy's a tremendous runner. And remember, I thought he was a guy that got cheated out of the Heisman when he was at Stanford because he was a white running back and nobody ever shows love to white running backs. He's only one of the best players in the game, one of the most dynamic. And he proved that he's tough as hell, too, running in between the tackles, man. He ain't some guy that you just throw a screen pass. He ain't Reggie Bush. He's a dude that'll step on your chest, and he's a guy that hit you with the R2L2 as well. And, you know, he's bulked up. And, listen, I am excited. And if you want to get rid of me, understanding that, you know, the new coaching staff was not there, was not responsible for giving him that payday that was Riverboat Ron, and you starting to show that I'm not that important, when I come back, man, we're going to have some discussions because you're talking about sending me to a place where my career is going to go die.
Well, let's flip it. For the Texans, who again are dug in saying nothing, we're not trading and we're not doing it.
Yeah, okay.
The three firsts, okay. If you're giving up Deshaun Watson, what does Christian McCaffrey do for you if you're going to have to now have a – well, I don't, would it be Teddy Bridgewater have to be part of this deal? Would you, would you have to then maybe get another quarterback? But what does it really do
it does
to get
a lot.
Him, aside from having just a great playmaker, of course, on your team? Is that a deal that you think if you were the Texans that you would want to do?
Man, I would do that deal like tomorrow.
If you're the Texans?
Yes, three first. Like, because in turn, like, you can trade some of those future first, right, if you need to move up. But you already are sitting right there at number eight to take Trey Lance, who may be the best player and, you know, the hardest to evaluate, but, you know, may be one of the best players, best quarterbacks. So then you have Teddy Bridgewater, and then now you have Trey Lance as the bridge quarterback. And now you have Christian McCaffrey, who already has chemistry with Teddy B, so you're already good in that regard. And then you have to see what you're going to do with the receivers. But now you have some draft capital to kind of move up and down the board if you need to go ahead and start making more moves. I mean, I absolutely would do that. I mean, Christian McCaffrey is dynamic. Dude's only 24 years old. You would think that he has at least a good four solid years, you know, still left in him. You know, you talk about this kid's already rushed for 3,100 yards, man. Like, but that's not even – that only tells part of the story about Chris McCaffrey and who he is. So if I was them, I would definitely would do that because he would arguably be one of their best receivers. You can put him in a slot, he'll go to work on anybody.
I'll tell you what, this is a story. It's just obviously Deshaun Watson's that conversation's not going away. You know, it was, we had some fun with Jake Dell talking from Katz's Deli in New York City, you know, trying to get him. They don't name sandwiches, but we were trying to get him to say that, like, whatever it would take, what will it take to get Deshaun Watson? Like, what would you do? Damn, what is something that you, like, your city? So it doesn't, every team in the league would want a Deshaun Watson. There's only, what would you say, five teams that would say, I don't need him?
Exactly.
Right? There's not many. There's not many teams.
In
five Seattle, might be too
Seattle's
many.
Like, eh.
Seattle's
like, eh.
Green Bay. Who else? Kansas City.
And Tampa Tom.
Obviously, the L.A. Rams just got their quarterback. They don't need him. Tampa, that's five. Am I missing anyone?
Anybody else, I think Deshaun Watson would be an upgrade.
Yeah, I was going to say, right. So there you go. So there's at least everybody else would want him. So in your market, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, like, what would something special in your market, in your team, that you would say, in our city, I would do this. I would rename this highway. You would, you know, again, name a set. Like, what is it that you would do to entice Deshaun Watson? Like the Falcons, you know, you got those lemon pepper wings.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, Bar? Like, can you?
Yeah.
Lou Williams got his own sandwich in that place, doesn't he?
Oh.
Doesn't he have his own on the menu?
The Sweet Lou's.
The Sweet Lou's. There you go. So maybe
it's kind of like
Falcons.
It's the horsin and spicy sweet. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
So something like that certainly could work. But as that story continues to linger, you know what else is lingering? Bruce Arians. It's reaching that point now where Bruce Arians is just kind of like taking this too far.
Yeah, let's have a little humble pie, Bruce. Like,
so on Showtime's Inside the NFL, they, of course, were talking to him about, you know, why he thinks Tom Brady left the Patriots to come to Tampa. And his response that it was all about Brady and wanting to win, and not just wanting to win, I should say, but to prove himself.
Prove to himself or prove to other people?
Prove it to himself. No, prove to himself.
Oh, okay.
that he can do it, I guess, without Bill. And so Bruce Arians basically said, I think he wanted to, quote, try a different way. And Bart, is this basically the ex saying he came to me for the sex?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Bruce, enough already. Like, B.A., can you leave Bill alone at this point? He's like, it's almost like you're mocking him now.
See, this is the thing. This is what I like. This is what I like about it. You rarely see coaches go after other coaches. But, like, you heard when Bruce Arians threw Tom under the bus. My quarterback didn't play good today. Like, he went at him. He's just – that's his personality. So I would love to, like, see if Tampa plays Indianapolis, plays New England, and what that handshake is like.
Well, it's gonna,
like,
see it.
Like, is it going to be one of those awkward shakes like with Harbaugh, you know, San Francisco, John Harbaugh, or Jim Harbaugh? Is that awkward shake? Like, hey, man, what's your deal, man? What's your deal? It's nothing worse than saying two guys. We talk about, you know, look like two uncles fighting when we watched Mike Tyson and Roy Jones fight. You know, you heard Uncle Snoop say that. It'd just be like your grandparents out there fighting, man, these two dudes. Like, this is like some get a geriatric commercial.
But you know, but like for BA, it's like at this point,
yeah,
he just keeps like putting it like He just wanted to try it a different way. You know, he just wanted to see life a different way. Like, you know, this is seriously, this is, you're now, this is the new, this is the new side, this is the new relationship.
You know,
mocking the ex.
You know,
like,
you
that's
know
what this is now. It's like, leave him alone. Move on.
But how do you go nuclear, right, before Bill has to, like, how do you poke the bear enough that Bill has to comment? Like, you know, do you say, hey, man, well, hell, if I would have had time.
When they meet next season,
yeah.
Code red.
But what I'm saying
code
is.
Red. You send somebody, you get your Bart Scott-type player on your team.
That would be Hightower.
And you get them all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
That would be Hightower.
And then you just let them know. You order the code red.
Ooh, that's gonna be like Lenny going out. That's gonna be like mice and men going out and shooting Lenny, man. Let him tend to the rabbits, man. That's like that was your brother, man. You gonna take time, terrific time out. I tell you what, this is how you take it to the next level, right? If BA says this, I think Bill might have to comment. If he says that, hey, well, you know, if I would have had time my entire career, we wouldn't have lost seven. We wouldn't have lost four of them.
Yeah, right.
Whoa!
Well, they lost three. And they lost two to Eli and one to the Philly special.
Right, right.
Whew. Like, you got to live that down. You lost a helmet catch. Think about it. A helmet catch, Mario the Manningham catch,
yep.
And then the Philly, and then Philly.
In the West
That's
Bunker drop.
Your three Super Bowl losses are those moments.
Yep.
It took that. It took, I mean, honestly, it took the helmet catch, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna need Bruce Arians to kind of simmer it down now because like
because
we love him, right? So it was a team that we liked and we can root for, right? We like JPP, we like, you know, Devin White, we like him, but he's gonna make them a hateable team. Like,
you think so?
Could
they suddenly become that?
He can become. Listen, Kansas City was an unhateable team, but then they got cocky and arrogant, right? Right, and you know. You look at Tampa right now. They're the team that everybody can root for. Like, we like Gronk. He's like your
didn't we say
cousin.
That Brady is not as hateable?
Exactly.
Right? Brady was more like you could appreciate him because he just seemed happier and less robotic and
And less scripted.
Less
right?
of a D nozzle to steal Peter Rosenberg's
term. I mean the fact that he was able to that he was going talking trash to Tyrann Mathieu was like refreshing. Like, yeah, talk your talk, Tom. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna let this man just talk stuff. You got backup now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
listen,
but,
you remember Bruce Arians just gushing about Tom Brady after the Super Bowl. Here, take a listen.
Yeah, that was a huge drive, that 2-minute drive with a minute and something. Just, you know, want to start out a little conservative, make sure we got a play in, and we got the long pass interference. Done a great, great throw with Antonio, and he just played outstanding the whole ball game. He protected the football. We had great protection, and he found a couple guys like Antonio and Gronk. Both their touchdowns were more improv plays, and just did a great job. Great line, great tight ends. Everybody just hit the hell of a job. Team effort.
Now you know what they say. Yeah, you
just
know what they're saying.
Meanwhile, Bill would have been like, "Yeah, it was a great, it was a good drive. Everybody,
we
executed the play.
Great team effort. Great team effort.
We executed the play.
Great call by Josh. Great, great design by me.
The coaches, the coaches prepared the players.
The offensive line did a great job in protecting. Like, Bill, okay, all right, Bill, jeez." One of the dude misses block. He did a good job too, Bill. Yeah.
Right. If he was, he would, like his commercial, like, you know how it's like, you know, I'm going to Disney World, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Bill Belichick, you just won the Super Bowl. On to Disney.
Yeah. I'm probably going to stay in and just take a look.
Meanwhile, as he mentioned, he's talking about the throw to Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown might not be a part of the next season, right? But here's another one I want you to comment on as we're going around the NFL with Bart Scott. And that is this Jeff Darlington that suggested potentially a trade that the Bucs could consider acquiring Odell Beckham Jr. for next season. Apparently Tom Brady and he have a good relationship, and you would bring him into that world.
That would be stupid.
That would be stupid. Okay, then let me just back off and let you complete that thought.
I mean, I think that would be so stupid to do that. Understanding that he's going to come with a higher price tag than Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is like 31, going to be 32 years old. Odell Beckham is still under 30. You think about Antonio Brown. Who does Tom Brady want to play with more? Antonio Brown, who he's let live in his house, that he fought for to get him on his roster? Or do you think he want Odell Beckham, which he's been like the Kyrie of football. Like, you add him to a team, they should be better. But they end up getting worse. And when he's not around, they play better, right? So why would I want to add that And if the case is, if you're going to lose Chris Godwin, then Antonio Brown is a guy that you can slide right into that mix and still have Scotty Miller, still have Evans, and still have the kid Tyler, right? So, like, I'm looking at that, and you need to address some other things on that football team. You got to figure out how you're going to get Gronk back, because O.J. the Juice Man comes back. So you may say, hey, man, do we trade O.J. Howard? Do we trade Cameron Brate? Or do we try to run it back with three high-priced tight ends? Dominican Sue's a free agent, says he wanted to come back. Who's the heart of your team? Levante David is the heart of your team, right? I know Devin White is now the new star, but now is Levante David is your captain as well. He played well and tremendous as well. So, like, it's so many people that you have to take care of that bringing in Odell Beckham and messing up the chemistry that you have and that you've acquired, I think will start messing things up. And listen, I know Odell Beckham says he's changed. And why would you want to get a guy that can mess up the chemistry and is coming off an ACL surgery, which we know it takes about 18 months for you to be back to yourself, and that would mean that he wouldn't be himself this season. And the person I was talking about was Tyler Johnson, who they love, the rookie mm-hmm. from Minnesota, yeah. that's going to take touches away from him. They go deep at receiver. Even if they lose Chris Godwin, they have more than what they need to be successful.
I know Jason Light said bringing everybody back. You can't imagine they're going to be able to do that. When you see their list of free agents of guys they're going to have to re-sign, it's going to be
Chris Godwin
impossible.
Is the guy that's going to go because he got his money. He got his ring. Now it's time for him to get his money. Paid. Now it's time for him to get his money. Right? Yeah. Shaq Barrett, remember, he came over on a one-year, $5 million deal. He gave you 19 sacks. Then he gave you 8 this year, and he had more pressures than anybody in the league or tied for more pressures than anybody in the playoffs. So, I mean, you think about him, that's $100, $120 million right there. You know what I mean? That's an annual salary of $20 million plus a year for somebody who's going to give him that. And somebody's going to give Chris Godwin, $20 million, $18 million a year. They can't match that. So you got to start saving money. You save money by going out and letting Tyler Johnson play and running it back with Antonio Brown and Gronk, who probably will just sign 1 year.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's take Jared in Williamsburg. Jared. Oh, Jared dropped out. All right, we just had – he was a Panthers fan. Who wanted to talk about Deshaun Watson. Again, that trade, that idea of three picks and McCaffrey is certainly one that really jumps out, because you talk about the Jets could offer the most. You think the Jets could offer the most because they have that number two pick.
Yeah.
They also have Sam Darnold, and they even they also have some future picks as well that you could put together.
You'd
be hard-pressed to find a team that can give more, but it does seem like if Carolina's willing to give that, that's a lot to give to a franchise.
But that's not immediate help. Three, that means 3 years of picks.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Not in the same year, right.
So that's 3 years. So you talk about the Jets, we can give you two this year.
But how about just – and if you're McCaffrey, aren't you now a guy that goes to a situation where you're like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Like these are the best years of my career. Like, these are the
He's
best
24.
Years of my – exactly. I'm a running back, too.
But
like, my shelf life is milk.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, right? What I didn't mention, when I mentioned that, McCaffrey in 4 years have rushed for 3,000 yards, which is tremendous, right? Because last year he was hurt. So you could have tacked on another 1,000. This dude has like 2,000 yards receiving. like, bro, this dude's a running back and he has like 2,000 yards receiving, over 2,000 yards receiving. So you better put some respect on his name and be careful when you put his name in your mouth. You know what I mean? Because if you alienate him, I think Carolina is going to side with him if he's upset because all of he's done. This dude has 2,672 yards receiving. Dude almost got 3,000 yards receiving. Like, come on, man. Like, dude has unbelievable hands, right? He has 320 receptions. In 4 years.
Well, we got and now let's go to Pittsburgh real quick, because not only did you want to talk, would J.J. Watt go to Pittsburgh to be with his brothers, or does he end up, as we mentioned, Odell? Would Cleveland seems to be a team also that could be out there as an option. But how about this? So Brooke Pryor, who covers the Steelers for ESPN, just tweeted this a few minutes ago, that Kevin Colbert, the GM, doesn't give a strong endorsement for Ben Roethlisberger as quarterback in 21. Mm. The quote is this: as we sit here today, Ben is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's all you needed. Like, I don't even need to hear the rest.
As we sit here today.
All right? And then he goes on to say, he reiterated to us that he wants to continue to play. We told him we have to look at this current situation, end quote. The current situation, obviously, is his contract.
Yeah.
clearly he's got to either give something back, but he wants to keep playing. So he's made it clear, I'm not retiring. So they're in a spot now. They're in a tough spot. He's going to have to give back money, or what do? They cut him?
They cut him, but they still have to eat $23 million because it's a hard number. So even if he gets down to his cap number, I mean, he can clear some cap space and, you know, clear that $40 million cap hit to $23 million, which clears up $20 million. You think about Pouncey, I guarantee you that was probably like a hard $10 million. You know, Venezuela is not there anymore. But they have people that they have to address. What I said his name, Venezuela?
I don't know what
to do with
said.
Alopecia. You know what I'm talking about? The Pistons? Is that the basketball player? If
Charlie Villanueva, yes.
No, I said Villanueva.
But, yeah.
Okay, I mumbled it because I wasn't so confident.
Walt Frazier is, you know, obviously the great Clyde. When he calls games for the Knicks and they're playing the Bucks, he calls Giannis Antetokounmpo, he calls him Anapupu.
Yeah, Anapupu. Yeah,
he doesn't even try. Like, he's just too hard, and I'm a Hall of Famer. I don't need to.
I mean, Tua Tagovailoa was something I had to get used to saying because that didn't flow off the lips so well. But I've been around a lot of Polynesians, so, you know, I mean, I know their names.
Sorry.
So I play with Mike
Kiamela,
Matutu. I play with Nada.
I threw you off by laughing at you just going villain.
Villanueva. The alopecia guy. Like, they're like, he came back? He playing football now? Like, no. It's but you look at, you know, they got salary cap space that's coming back to them, but they got to pay Mika Fitzpatrick, who's going to reset the market at safety. And next year, they got to play TJ Watt. They got to figure out if they're going to bring back Juju. So, I mean, you look at, like, hey, it's time for the rebuild. They got Dwayne Haskins on the roster. They may have to try and figure out a guy.
Haskins is an interesting add, along with obviously they have Mason Rudolph as well.
Right. Well, Mason Rudolph can't play.
I know you think he's trash, but he's been there now. Also, by the way, just one more thing from Brooke Pryor here, and then we've got to run. Colbert was also asked if it's realistic to add J.J. Watt, given cap constraints and needs. He declined to discuss specific players, but said, quote, T.J. is our guy. Derek is with us. Whether or not we can ever add anybody, I'd hate to talk about it because it's just speculation at this point.
Speculation? He can be signed. He got cut. He can be signed. You can sign him tomorrow.
You can talk to him. But all right, give me the BS translator real quick. BS translator on that.
Yeah, sorry, we ain't going to be able to do it. We got too much money with Tuitt and Hayward, and we got T.J. Watt. We're going to lose Bud Dupree. But in Pittsburgh, guess what? They always step up. Whether it's Kevin Green, whether it's Porter, whether it's Gildan, whether it's James Harrison, whether it's who's my guy from – oh, man, I forgot my guy. I always forget somebody. It's my guy that played opposite of him from Detroit, from the University of Michigan, Lamar Woodley. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's Peasy. Listen, all they do is rotate outside guys and find new guys. They probably got somebody in the pipeline we never heard of.
Villanueva.
Alopecia.
Oh, my goodness. 8887, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up in audio files, Bart, more LeBron James. Because he responded to, remember, Draymond Green yesterday going all in about the double standard going on in the NFL. What LeBron said about Draymond Green, next in Audio Files. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. And we are at that part of the show now where instead of us talking about the headlines, we let the headline makers do the talking, and we call it Audio Files. And it's brought to you by AmeriSave Mortgage. You won't regret shopping AmeriSave.com for a lower mortgage rate. It only takes 3 minutes, and you could AmeriSave you thousands. AmeriSave for yourself now. All right, Bart. Let's stay in the NFL here real quick. Ron Jaworski talking about the Eagles.
I haven't heard that name in forever.
And you know what? By the way, remember when it was Carson Wentz is going to get traded in the coming days?
Yes.
It's been a week.
Oh.
Maybe he'll be traded in the coming weeks. Who knows? But they have to make a decision pretty soon.
Come up that price, man.
Yes, and that's the whole thing. But Jaws has a different take about trading Carson Wentz. In fact, he's saying he shouldn't go anywhere. Listen to this.
If you ask me just on a pure talent perspective, I think it's Carson Wentz, but that is not how this has played out. I believe that he has tremendous God-given talent. Jalen Hurts played well in 4 games, but I just don't think the sampling is big enough to say, yeah, Jalen Hurts should be the quarterback. Go to camp. Let 2 guys battle it out. Isn't that what competitive sports is all about?
Should the Eagles reconsider, Bart? Or, like, should they try to, like, what, like, again, Philly convincing, trying to convince Deshaun to stay? Or is that just a divorce that's final, and now they just got to figure out who moves out?
I think the genie's out of the bottle. And the quicker you can get from underneath the Carson Wentz salary, I think the better. And listen, do I think that Jalen Hurts is the answer? No, because I think if you're comparing the two, it's not even a comparison. I think that you know that Hurts is a potential good backup quarterback, an emergency Nick Foles type of quarterback. But Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback. He showed you that when he was, headed to his MVP season before he got hurt and had the season-ending injury. I mean, I think any quarterback, starts to doubt themselves. We're still asking ourselves about Sam Darnold. What do him and what does Sam Darnold and Carson Wentz have in common? They're always under duress. And we saw the greatest quarterback, or what we consider to be the greatest quarterback of, currently in Mahomes, become very average and trying to improvise and throwing things and throwing off his back foot and doing everything when he was under duress. I think Carson Wentz, when he gets to a place, if he gets to a place like Indianapolis, where he can have the type of offensive line that he had during those that MVP year, he's going to return back to an MVP because he can trust that he's going to be protected. He's going to trust that his blind side is protected. This dude got sacked 50 times. You imagine not getting sacked, how many times he got hit? He got sacked 50 times last year. That's 50 times his head bounced off of the concrete or bounced off the field. Nobody's going to play well after that.
It would be concrete. Yeah. I mean, think about the amount of damage that could have been.
It's crazy.
Right, well, it's a situation we keep watching and waiting to see where he ends up, because it seems like it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. All right, back to the NBA we go, and we talked about at the top of the show. James Harden leading the way last night as the Nets overcome a 24-point deficit to beat Phoenix. In Phoenix, as the Nets were in a back-to-back, Kyrie Irving and his walking stick were on the sideline. For some reason, could not play in the second game of the back-to-back. Kevin Durant still out with a bit of a hamstring issue. So it was all James Harden. And James Harden got it done. This is not Houston Harden anymore. This is Brooklyn James. Take a listen.
KD's having a hard time quarantining and, having a little hamstring injury. He just wants to be out on the court. Kyrie's taking care of himself, as far as back. But those guys are, our biggest cheerleaders when they're not playing. Obviously, we miss those guys. They're very, very valuable to what we're trying to accomplish. But once again, guys stepped up. Tyler, Bruce, the entire team, Landry, Joe, Jeff. From top to bottom, guys played well, and we could have easily given that game away, off a back-to-back, tired legs, or whatever excuse you want to make, but this is a resilient group, and we got a bigger picture.
James, congrats, and talking about resiliency, what did you see on the bench from the guys who played those key roles? You talked about Tyler Johnson, Joe Harris, you talked about Brown. What did you see when they started to make that comeback?
that they didn't want to just give this game away. That could have easily been it, you know. And Steve was you know, at halftime talking to me about, you know, trying to give it a chance these, you know, first few minutes of the second half and then seeing how it goes. And once I seen the guys, you know, energy change and we were being aggressive on both ends of the ball, I told them, let me play and let me figure it out. And we gave ourselves a chance going into that fourth quarter, and the guys picked it up. So, you know, it's a great team effort for us.
I love that. That was from TNT, by the way, after on the post game. And Bart, don't you hear it, though? The idea of, we could have given this game away. We could have just flushed it. We could have said, forget it. We're not going to win this thing. And he plays because he doesn't do the load management thing. And then he looked around and saw, like, no, guys want to win this thing. Let's go ahead and do it. Yeah. Let's make this come. Let's make this push. Because they were down 21 at the half, and they didn't let go of the rope. I just feel like it's a different sounding James Harden. And for a guy that I've criticized about his style of play and everything else, he's a completely different player and person with Brooklyn.
Will you grow your beard out in support of James Harden, the chef?
If the Nets win the championship and James Harden is the finals MVP, I will grow a beard out.
Okay. That's fair enough.
All right? Both things have to happen, though. I will grow a beard out if that happens.
Well, I tell you what, man. You talk about just maturing, right, and understanding what's important. Like, he turned down a $100 million extension to become the first $50 million man, and he realized, like, I got enough money. What I need is to start submitting my legacy because I'm running out of time, and I don't want to wait too late where I'm in my last years when I'm looking like Karl Malone and Gary Payton trying to go jump on the Lakers bandwagon, Jason, to try and win one. You know, so I want to be one where I'm still a vital part of the reason why we win. And I think if they do win, and we all agree if they win, it's going to be because James Harden was a great facilitator, a great scorer, and he hit clutch shots. So I think he's starting to work on his legacy. And I wonder who's going to be the next guy that decides to say, you know what, I can't do it by myself. I got to go get some people. Is it Dame Dollar? I don't know. But it's going to be somebody, because I think if he wins this way, I think other people are going to say, you know what, this is the way we have to win.
Well, we've already seen that. I mean, that's the thing. These big threes, these collection of stars coming together has just become the way over the last 10 years. This is the way. last but not least, speaking of people that have built super teams to win championships, LeBron James. Draymond Green, as you remember, again, speaking of super teams, talked about how Andre Drummond and Cleveland has basically told him to sit out and don't play. We're going to try to trade you. And Blake Griffin now in Detroit. Also, they're just not going to play him, as they're also trying to figure out what to do going forward with him. And Draymond spoke out about how it's a double standard. Oh, they can tell me I can't play. But when somebody like James Harden decides I want to get traded, and so I'm going to put up a fight and you're the bad guy, but the team isn't the bad guy for doing this. LeBron had heard this, was asked about it, and here was his response about the double standard.
From a team's perspective, they've controlled the narrative. They've controlled the narrative of how players should be, how they should act, how they should treat the organization. And if things don't go their way, they have a way of getting out the narrative that this person or that person is a bad fit or was a cancer to the team or whatever the case may be. So they've always controlled that narrative. And I think Draymond and a lot of us, we understand that we would love to have change. We want change. We not even want change. We just want people to understand that it's two sides of the coin. It's not just one-sided. I mean, Dre said it. I'm not going to piggyback anything that he said, because he said it so perfectly and so engaging, and he was so smart about everything that he said. And I'm right with him. I mean, that is the way of the land. I mean, that's how it's always been. And we want to be able just to have an opportunity to create and also be able to control our own destiny at times as well.
Bart, I think people will argue, well, you're under contract, so they're essentially the company and you are the employee, so we can decide what to do. Whereas you are under contract, you can't decide what you want to do. That's what people will argue.
Well, what's the big picture, right? We talk about Big Brother. That's the commissioner overlooking everything, because if you're not playing your best players, then what are you doing? I mean, it's always a risk that every player, every asset that you have can get an injury when they play. But you not playing is not in the best interest of your team, you know, at least immediately, or at least not when you're trying to make the playoffs or trying to have the best record that you can have. So, I mean, not playing your best player is usually equivalent to tanking. If we saw a team that was, it was right there where they can get the first overall pick and they stopped playing their best player because they're saying, hey, we're not going to go to playoffs, but you know, we don't want to get him hurt in the future because this year is essentially over, we would be up in the roar. It's like, oh, what the hell? They're not playing him. They're trying to tank and get the first overall pick. That's or improve their ladder. That's why they put the rule in. But essentially, by not playing your best players, especially in the case of Drummond, who's averaging 24 and I think 12 or something crazy like that, he increases their odds of winning. So, I mean, are you not trying to win? Oh, you're only trying to win when it's important or when it's, you know, beneficial to you as a squad. But when it's not beneficial for you to put your best team out there because you want to get rid of the asset, you don't want the asset to get hurt.
Listen, we've seen
this in other sports. We've seen RG3 get set because they knew if he got hurt and he was on the roster, he had a roster bonus. We saw it happen to Colin Kaepernick until he signed a waiver. So, like, we've seen it happen. But all we're trying to do, all Draymond, I believe, was trying to do was make the fans aware so that they won't be so outraged when a guy in college decides to say, you know what, I'm leaving because I can't win. Our team isn't going to the tournament. So only thing that can happen is bad. I can get injured and hurt my draft stock. And people being outraged. So that's all we're trying to stop by giving the fans education, Alan.
It's just the point that a player is called out when he's not happy about his situation with the team. Like, they're not doing enough here to win. I don't like it here. I don't want to be here anymore. That player gets chastised. But when the team said, he's not helping us win, we want to move on from him, so we're just going to sit him out until we can get a trade for him because he's an asset, you think, wow, smart move by that franchise. That's, I think, what they're trying to explain about the double standard. That's Audiophiles. Great job, Bart, as always. When you gift a year of ESPN Plus, you're giving thousands of live events, exclusive originals, the full 30 for 30 library, and more, including our show every day at noon Eastern. Surprise a sports fan in your life with a year of ESPN Plus. Visit ESPNplus.com/giftayear for more details. Coming up, we bring back lunch money. Hey, Bart, let's make some money tonight on the NBA. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Taco cheese.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
It's money time on Bart and Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's put it together, Bart. We got games tonight. The lineup includes a doubleheader on ESPN, Rockets, Sixers, and then you've got the Heat and the Warriors. Great doubleheader. Anyways, let's put our team together. Emmanuel Quickley from the Knicks, they play Orlando. Kobe White from the Bulls, they play Detroit. Kyle Anderson from the Grizz, they play the Thunder. Jason Tatum from the Celtics, they play the Hawks. Nick Vucevic of the Magic plays the Knicks, and he kills the Knicks all the time. Then our bench will be Hero against the Warriors, Kent Bazemore against the Heat, Cam Reddish against the Celtics. That's our team, and we're going to make you some money on DraftKings with that daily fantasy lineup. Bart Scott.
Vucevic.
Dude, you can put it down in ink right now. 25-15 for Vuce. He kills the Knicks all the time. But the final score, look, everybody, Knicks fans, you can get to 500 with a win tonight. That's how big this game is. And if they do, guess what we're leading with tomorrow, Bart? Can't wait.
Ahala.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.